Well, still with me in studio, taking a closer look at the jobs conundrum that South Africa faces, is Azar Jameen. He is chief economist at Econometrics. Azar, let's pick up on a big part of the structural shift that needs to happen, because it centers around education, and it's something you alluded to in the first part of this conversation, that a very big building block that needs to be put on place. Now, yes, mere accessibility is key, but moving beyond that just for a moment, for those who can access, are we generating the right workforce for the future?
Unfortunately, we're not educating people for the right workforce. And that is when, I mean, the government keeps talking about preparing ourselves for the fourth industrial revolution. And that requires an aptitude in digital technology, which requires cognitive ability in mathematics, not just to be able to do maths, but to be able to think in a manner that is mathematically inclined. And at the moment, out of all our matriculants, we're getting a pass rate of 22% in mathematics, and only 7% are getting 60% or more. And you're not going to build an economy that is prepared for the fourth industrial revolution that way. The president spoke about building new cities and highways, thinking along the Chinese lines. But, you know, the Chinese went hell for leather in developing their education to be able to provide enough engineers and designers and architects to be able to cope with that kind of...
So with that pipeline lacking then, I mean... just how successful can initiatives like the jobs initiatives, the Yes campaign, the CEO initiative actually be with so little skill to leverage off?
They can meet with a limited amount of success, there is no doubt, because one of the key conundrums that we face is, and it's a legacy of the history, that a predominantly white employer class is always skeptical about employing previously disadvantaged people in their midst because of the fear that they will not be able to cope. And to some extent, some of these initiatives do enhance the ability of people who do come from previously disadvantaged backgrounds who may not initially have been seen as being capable of adding value, actually having a lot of talent.
Yeah.
And so that can be enhanced by some of these initiatives.
How do we change the perception around foreign skill? Because while we equip talent on this end, there's a brain drain, a human capital flight that is simultaneously happening. So how do we start, making foreign skill more relevant within the South African context?
Well, the one way of making it more relevant is to ease the visa restrictions on foreigners being able to work in South Africa. Certainly at a higher level, this is proving to be a huge constraint on investment by multinational companies in the country.
Labour pushback is another big one that we've got to contend with against that. So, you know, how do we make it more palatable?
It's very difficult because these foreigners are competitive, they're efficient, they're productive, and the local workforce that is unionised actually resents this. And we see it also in the educational field where the trade unions are not making life for teachers particularly easy, those that really want to educate the workforce. Yeah.
Where's your glass sitting right now? Half empty or half full?
I would love to think that it's half full, but it's... I never quite know what half empty and half full means in terms
just
of...
Just your perspective,
My perspective is, unless we really get a move on, I think we're going to land in more difficulty. What does encourage me is I do see quite a lot of capable youngsters coming through the ranks, and we're going to have to rely on them in the longer term.
Let's leave it there. Azar, thank you for helping me hold down the fort this evening. Of course, Azar Jameen is chief economist at Econometrics. We missed this evening Busi Mavuza, COO of Business Leadership South Africa, and Pakamile Khlubi Majola, who's the national spokesperson of NUMSA. Of course, wanting to hear both business and labor perspectives on this unemployment crisis that South Africa currently faces. Hopefully, we'll be pulling them into studio at a later stage. But for now, that's where I leave things with you.